Good evening, my brothers and my sisters, or good morning, depending upon as to where you are. I have not brought a message on Facebook Live in a minute, but I wanted to bring you this message tonight. I had planned to go outside and preach this. I want to do open-air preaching as I'm in town on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But it is very difficult. So I ask you to pray for me as I'm out there. I went out on Tuesday, and as I'm out there, I'm able to speak of the Word of God in the Gospel without fear. But it's a lot of fear, it's a lot of anxiety. It's a lot of trepidation almost every time I go. So it is a lot of spiritual warfare. But I want to bring this message instead to you as I was thinking about it. From my record also as a podcast. And I want for you, my friends here on Facebook, to see it, because I was having a conversation earlier online with one of the saints on Facebook, a sister up in Canada, as from China, and we were talking about the Song of Solomon and the finding of our love, which is Christ, our first love, of the keeping of this love and of the restoration of our own love towards Him. And it's just how we need to see Christ's love towards us if we're going to love Him back. I hear you, Sister Stainless. I'll try to hit you up after I'm offline. But how this book, The Song of Solomon, is what God uses often in my own soul to restore my soul, to restore my love, and to put my eyes back on the love of Christ instead of on myself. After I failed, after I've sinned, after I've lost His love in the consciousness of my experience. And that is a very dreary thing. And if you know your soul, this is what's taking place here in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse number 8. It says, "Young women of Jerusalem, daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, if you find my love, if you find my Lord Jesus Christ, that you tell Him that I am lovesick." This lovesick is like when a lover has gone and you've lost the acquaintance of his love. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ, He never loves us less. There's never a time from past eternity. Just a minute, brothers. But there isn't any time from past eternity that He's ever loved us less than He loves us now. He loved us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. He took us upon Himself in the covenant of grace. And He became the substitute for all of our sin. And so back yonder, when God chose His people in Christ, He loved us not because of ourselves. He loves us because of Christ Jesus. And that's a perfect love. And He loves us, my brethren, because of the love that's in his own heart. And so when I fail, as to when I turn away from his love, as to when I grow cold towards him, and that's what happened in the Song of Solomon 5, is the woman, she had been enjoying his love, his favor, his kindness. But then she took it for granted. And he came to her and he approached her. And her response was, I have taken off my clothing. How can I put it back on? I've washed my feet. How can I get them dirty? What she's saying is, I don't have time for you. I'm going to sin that grace may abound. I'm going to go and live my life, and I'm going to do me. And when I call for you, Jesus, you will come back. And you will come back to me when I see fit on my terms, because I'm God. And after all, you love me. And I know it's unchangeable and eternal. Well, it's true, his love is unchangeable and eternal. But it's also true, if we preach the whole counsel of God, that he will take away the experience, and he'll take away the enjoyment, and he'll remove his presence from our heart. And if we love him, that's a pain. That's hell on earth. If we love him, if we are sensible of his abandonment and how weak I become, how unable to love him back, how incapable of doing good, and even the ministry, it just languishes into mere formalism. It's like being in a relationship with someone you love, but there's a distance. You've done something, and you can't get their embrace, and they're not laughing at your jokes, and the smiles are hidden, and the person isn't even being mean, but you know that you hurt them, and you did wrong, and you did them dirty. And to do our Lord like this, and for him to withdraw himself, all the vain things that charm me most are insufficient when my beloved is gone. Now, it's wisdom if we notice it and we take heed to it and we come back to him and we don't just try to man up or to muscle up and to live without him. But if we admit our faults and our failures, the point here that she's making is, I'm lovesick. Is, I miss you. And the tenderness of his heart is going to draw him back unto us. But he's going to make us seek him. And he's going to make us acknowledge, it had been better if I had stayed in his presence. It had been better if I had not sinned. It had been better if I opened up to him. It had been better for me and you if I and you had resisted that temptation and we saw him with all of our heart. And so what she does from verse number 9, the question is asked, who is he that you so want him? And then from verse number 10 through 16 from Song of Solomon 5, she starts talking about him. Even though he's not near, she remembers him, and she stirs up her love by faith without affection. This is what I mean, is he's not near to her heart, but she's wisely still believing the gospel. And it says this about him in chapter 5, verse number 16. As we talk about him whom our hearts cannot even conceive with the power of his presence and of his spirit, his mouth is most sweet. He is absolutely desirable. He is altogether lovely. He is everything. This is my love, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. He's the greatest thing I've ever seen. And my brothers, my sisters, she is saying this by faith. Don't make the mistake of thinking. If you don't have love pouring out in your heart, that you cannot trust Christ Jesus. I remember Christ died upon the cross. And when he died upon that cross, the blessed God had departed from him and had absented himself from him and was pouring upon him his wrath for all of our sins who were in Christ. And so he was crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? But at that moment, his love towards God, it was very real. His faith was at his highest point. It was at his apex. He most loved God when he was abandoned by him. He most showed it. He most demonstrated it in the most adverse circumstances. And so what I'm saying is that when me and you have to write Psalm number 51 and his love is so far away because I've sinned, he is still being loved. He is still the same God who loved me. And the best way to get him back is to keep meditating on his love. Keep believing it, even though you're undeserving, you're unworthy, and you can't feel it. That's the best time to love God, just by faith. He's altogether lovely. And this will bring him back. In due time, because he cannot resist faith. Yes, sir, Brother Larry, this is my love. And so when he saw them in Mark 2 tear off that roof and they lowered down that man that was paralyzed, the scripture says he saw their faith and he could not resist it. On the woman whose daughter was demon possessed, he called her a dog. But when she said, yea, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table, he said, oh woman, great is your faith. And when that man in Luke 7 told him, don't even come into my house, I'm not worthy, just speak the word and my servant shall be healed. He stopped and he told the crowd, everyone around them, I haven't seen such faith in all of Israel. And so what I'm saying is, as you keep on believing in his love, in spite of yourself, he will come back in power. And he will show your heart. He loves you by experience. And I don't want to take a huge amount of time. Let's hit the last point. It's in the Song of Solomon, chapter 6, and verse number 1, it says this. Now, this is being said by the daughters of Jerusalem. It's being said by those who have been chosen by God, but they haven't yet come to faith in Christ. By chapter 8, they are going to find him. And they are going to come up out of the wilderness, leaning upon their beloved. But here in chapter 6, they begin to truly to aspire after him and to seek him. And it takes place when we could not see him clearly. Let's read the text. Where has your love gone? Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 1. Most beautiful of women. Your love for him has caught my attention. You're describing him even when your heart is cold to the matter. which way has he turned? We will seek him with you. It's the first time that as she said this. And so let me say this in conclusion by way of encouragement. Even when we cannot see him clearly, he sees our faith and he uses it. Even when Samson's hair just began to grow back, his strength was beginning to return, even though his eyes were still gouged out and he was laboring. He was coming up with power. It was coming. He was going to cry out unto God, give me the strength. And he got it. And he killed more in his death and his whole life, just like our Lord Jesus. He slew our foes at the cross when all was utter darkness. He banished us from the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of light by the virtue and the merit of his shed blood. Even when David is writing Psalm 51 and his heart is far off from God, it seems he's pouring forth, he's pouring out the greatest psalm that I've ever seen. His heart cry unto God. It's just my favorite. And for many other people have found God through that time when Brother David sensed abandonment. And even those times in our life, oh believer, when you and I have been so wrong and so far from him, he's still seen our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, our love for him, and he's brought others unto him. I'm saying at the time it has not been wasted. I see you, Sister Phyllis, and I'm happy that you watching, and I hope the Lord's comfort is on you. He's with us in the valley and in the mountain. Faith does not have to have joy attached in order to be real and genuine faith and therefore be useful. When Peter was walking on the water and began to sink because he took his eyes off Jesus Christ, he said, Lord, save me. And the Lord reached down and grabbed him and he told him this, why are you of such little faith? But yet he still heard his cry. He still saved him. And he still used Peter's fall and cry as an encouragement unto others. That's the shortest prayer in all of the Bible. And how many times have me and you actually prayed it after the example of Peter? Yes, sir, Brother Samuel. Lord, save me. And so what I'm saying is that and the love of Christ is precious, the most precious thing in all of the world. And when we lose the experience of it and we lose its sense, it's still there. It's unchanging. It is sovereign electing love. And then even when we can't see him, point two, keep believing him. Keep believing his love is greater than all of our sin. Draw near to him. Don't quit. Don't say I've abandoned him and so he has abandoned me and there isn't any way to get him back. But keep going back to that same God and Savior who died for you in Christ Jesus while we were yet sinners. And then point three is the wisdom, the love, it's the mercy of God. That even when we can't see him clearly, he's still using us by the faith that we have, which really proves his love is constant. His cares over us in all of our ways. And he's going to work all things together for the good of the salvation of his elect people. So yes, sister. He's wonderful. He's always the same. Everything he does, Mr. Phyllis, is in love. whether He gives us cancer or whether He gives us babies, whether He blesses us with something or whether He curses on the work of our hands and it turns into shambles. He's always, always blessing us in His love. He's always dealing with us in love. He's always treating us in love. He can't love us in Christ and then ever unlove us in any moment, in any action, in any activity. He can't love me and you while I was in my sin and then stop loving me or hinder His love or pull it back so that it isn't in His heart because of my sin as a believer. It's still hot. It's still a flame that's kindled even when I can't experience it. So let me believe on it and it will be experienced again. He will come back because He loves you. And He will. Even if He doesn't come back how I want to in this life, I might die tomorrow. He's going to meet us in heaven's bliss. And so the Lord bless you. I recommend this Song of Solomon if your heart feels cold towards God. And remember how much He loves you so that you can come back and love Him. Amen. And the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Have a good night. Thank you.